This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Mesa County Commissioners have approved a new contract for Dominion voting machines after the county's existing machines were decertified due to a security breach involving the county clerk. The vote came after a large crowd turned out to ask the county to do a hand count in its fall election instead of using ballot scanners. Commissioner Janet Rowland tried to reassure people there will be checks in place to make sure the vote is accurate.
We'll add the feature of all ballot images being scanned and posted online. That's part of the agreement today. You all can see every ballot cast and count them yourselves.
Commissioner Scott McInnes said the board has not been in touch with Clerk Tina Peters. She left the state just before the investigation began. Her whereabouts are currently unknown. The Denver Broncos have named their starting quarterback for the first football game of the season. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Teddy Bridgewater arrived in the offseason and beat out third-year quarterback Drew Locke to win the job. Bridgewater has had a rough few seasons in the NFL after tearing his ACL in 2016. Since then, he's played with four different teams before landing in Denver in a trade. He and Locke both played well in the team's first two preseason games, but ultimately, head coach Vic Fangio will go with Bridgewater for the Broncos' first game in mid-September. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
A pilot walked away uninjured when his plane crash landed near the Eagle County Airport yesterday. The local sheriff tells Vail Daily that the man encountered a mid-air malfunction but was able to safely land in a field outside of Gypsum. The National Transportation Safety Board will investigate the incident. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 82 degrees in Denver.